Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball action from Riverdale High School, where the Warrior girls will be taking on the Mount Vernon Christian Hurricanes from Mount Vernon, Washington, private school up there. And with me tonight, Mr. Ron Huber. How you doing, Ron?
I'm good.
Good. Nice to have you with me. We are, if you were with us last night, you know this is not the best gym to be broadcasting from in terms of a view. There's a lot of ways to get your view blocked if a coach stands up or a referee is walking up the floor. And so there'll be times where we aren't really quite sure what's happening for a moment. But we'll try to make up for it very quickly.
You for sure will know what the referee's saying, though.
Yes, we will. We can hear everything going on at the scores table and in the timeouts of the Warriors huddle because we're right behind their bench. Nice gym in terms of a playing gym. It's a great floor and a good shooter's court, I think. But there's no side on the sidelines for bleachers. There's only about 10 feet from the edge of the floor to the wall. And so there's just three rows of bleachers on each side, kind of the portable aluminum bleachers, if you know what we're talking about. So the Warrior girls are going to take on Mount Vernon tonight. Don't know a lot about Mount Vernon other than just visiting with the coaches who stuck around and watched them last night. And basically said they've got a little bit of quickness, a couple of quick players, and one big girl, and that is number 30, Emma Lamb, who's a senior center. They only have two seniors on their team. The other one is point guard, number three, Haley Hood. And the Warriors came off a really tough win last night against Faith Bible, had to come from behind in that game and did a great job of that. Keely Graham lead the way last night with 24 points. And again, just she's played two unbelievable games in a row, Ron. You were at the home game against Warrington, right?
Yes, I was.
And was that about as good a fourth quarter as you've seen?
Yes.
From a player?
Yes.
And I don't know if you this was my opinion. You can tell me. We haven't talked about this, so this will be news to me what you think. But my opinion was that that was the most dominant defensive performance I've ever seen in a quarter by a guard.
She controlled the game offensively and defensively because she made some really nice steals, shut down their best player, and then converted at the other end.
The top of that 1-3-1, that's about as well as I've seen a girl play, and the only boy I've seen play it that well was Zach Wilson. Played the top of that 1-3-1 really effectively, and Keely just completely took the Warrington guards out of the game in the fourth quarter in that top of that 1-3-1, and just and that turned into offense at the other end for the Warriors, who were really struggling. And then last night, there was some really good defense by Keely, but it was really the offensive end where she's shown 24 points, hit 5 3-pointers. I think she was 5 out of 8 from three-point range last night, including one that was NBA range right in front of the Warriors bench, just a fantastic shot. And so Keely, just a kid that has really developed herself into a shooter. She wasn't a shooter coming into high school at all. If you remember, as a freshman, she got some playing time, Ron, but it was really just for defense and rebounding. She's a great weak side rebounder as a guard, tenacious defender, but she had no offensive game really coming into high school.
And yeah, she. Everybody's kind of waiting for Maylin Williams to come through, but it's really good that Keely stepped up and gives them that outside shot, which they really need.
Absolutely. All right, we've got about a minute and a half to go here. The starting lineups for the Warriors tonight will be, once again, Alyssa Plummer not playing tonight because recovering from a sprained ankle. I think she's going to be ready to go for the season opener against at Sandingham Christian next week. I talked to her yesterday about that. She said it's a little sore still, but she's optimistic about being able to play next week. She's not on crutches. She's walking pretty well, but there's a difference between walking and being able to cut on it, and so she's hoping to be ready next week, which will make a big difference defensively for this team. Adds a lot to their guard depth, having to compensate. She's an outstanding defender and open court player for them, and has really helped their offense this year quite a bit. So starting in her place tonight is Kendra Knuth again. Kendra got herself a little early foul trouble last night. See if she can avoid that this time around, along with Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Maylin Williams, and Morgan Croxford. I know Reg's goal tonight for these girls is to win the battle of the boards flat out. They want to win it big. They want to win it by 5 rebounds each half. And believe it or not, Ron, one of their goals was for 10 steals a half tonight.
Well, Keely Graham can pull that off.
She can get about 7 of those herself, I think.
Yes.
Starting for the Mount Vernon Hurricanes, the number 3, 5'4", senior guard, Haley Hood. Number 10, a 5'4", sophomore guard, Josie Droog. That's a coach's daughter. Number 20, 5'6", sophomore, Destiny Wood. Number 21, a 5'6", freshman, Jaden Hill. And number 30, a 6-foot senior center, Emma Lamb. So one big girl and a couple of quick girls. And so we will see how Amity handles the quickness. That's been one of the big advantages Amity's had in pretty much every game they've played this year, is they've been quicker at the guard positions and been able to cause a lot of problems in the backcourt. That's kind of the bread and butter for these Warriors. That's their calling card, if you will, is that they're going to force a lot of turnovers. They're going to force ball handlers to be very uncomfortable and try to make you make bad decisions with the ball. If you can get the ball inside against us, we're in some trouble if you've got any kind of post presence.
I don't think they have any other choice to play that way all out, full court man-to-man, and then switch either to that 1-3-1 zone or stay solid man-to-man, because if they are going to let a team do whatever they want offensively, they don't have a chance.
No. Well, we just don't have that inside presence. We don't have a six-footer. We don't have a six-footer that's got that physical presence inside, and that's something we're hoping to see Kaya really develop as she continues to mature as a player, but that's a work in progress for her to be real physical inside. And she had a great pass last night, but I know Reg would like to see her be more aggressive offensively when she catches the ball down in the low post. She has nice moves, good shooting touch. She just tends to defer to other players a lot. She doesn't have that real assertive personality on the floor. All right, we are ready to roll here. 8 minutes on the clock. And I'm assuming they're not doing any sort of Pledge of Allegiance or anything here. We're the third game of the day. They don't do it in sessions like they do at state. So Warriors in their designated away jerseys here, wearing their royal blue with white numbers and letters, kind of white shoulders with black trim.
This will be an interesting contest for Reggie. He's got three referees to talk to.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job of talking to all of them if they'll let him. I got my glasses on, Ron. Forgot to put them on here tonight. I just realized I was trying to read some things out there. Mount Vernon gets the tip, controlled by number 10. That's Droog. Droog with the ball. Gets it out on the wing. They go down low, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. So we'll try to familiarize ourselves with these players here. A lot of times in warm-ups, we can't tell what number somebody's wearing or anything else, and so that makes it kind of difficult. Quick sub here for Mount Vernon. They sub in Bobby Hill and bring Haley Hood to the bench. Not sure what that was about. Hill inbound, tries to get it in the baseline, does. Gets the ball to Hill. Hill out on top to Droog. Droog working against Graham. Graham harassing her real well. Droog works right, gets it down on the corner to Hill. That was a travel, got away with that one, did Hill, out on top. She bounce passes is down to the other Hill, who misses a long jumper. Graham with the rebound, looking to run. Okay. She had Hatch, she missed her. Sed turns the ball over to Hill, and who misses the shot, and Croxford gets the rebound to Graham. Graham missed Hannah Hatch, just streaking down the floor all by herself there. Graham with it out by the center circle. Moves it over to the left to Hatch. Hatch out on top to Croxford. Croxford to Graham. They find Hatch cutting baseline, and she misses the lay-in down there. And Hill has the ball, falls to the floor, and then she's tied up by Hatch. Hannah Hatch had a lay-in on a nice cut from the weak side. Graham saw her coming across, made a nice pass, and Hatch couldn't finish the lay-in inside. So it'll be Warrior ball in the alternating possession. Williams will inbound right side of the key on the baseline, gets it into Graham in the right corner. Graham swings it out to Croxford on the right angle, now back in the corner for Williams. Fakes the three, steps left, takes the three from there. No good off the back rim. And Hatch battling, knocks it out to Knuth. Knuth in the corner, trapped, throws it away. Hill with the steal, runs into Croxford. Ooh. They're going to call blocking foul. Boy, I didn't see Morgan move there. I thought Morgan had good position, Ron. Looked like it to me. First foul on the Warriors. Minute and 8 seconds gone here in the first. No score. Warriors missed a couple of good opportunities here to score, as has Mount Vernon. Droog with it, trying to work off a Hill screen. Gets baseline, keeps going, hands it off to number 20. Her shot blocked. That was number 20 is Wood. Her shot blocked, and Croxford pushes it ahead to Knuth. Knuth pulls up from 8 feet and buries it. Nice job by Kendra, taking a nice shot under control and assist for Croxford. Warriors on the board now, 2-0. There's a steal by Graham on the inbound. Graham backs it out, hands it to Croxford. Croxford going to spot up, looks at the three, but reverses it to Williams. Top of the key, 22-footer, doesn't take it, gives it to Graham. Warriors a little kind of messed up here. They're going to reset their offense, get some balance.
2-3 zone by
I think it's man. I think they've got man. It looked a little bit like zone, but it's man.
Yep.
Croxford on top with it. Looking for Graham. Had her on the baseline, now gets it to her. Graham takes a dribble through and draws the contact. She'll go to the line to shoot two. She had her a little sooner, and Morgan wasn't ready to pass the ball. Just saw it a little late. But this looks like a undisciplined defense to me, Ron.
Yeah, they're just really sagging off. That's not very
well. They're not watching their man. You know, one of the things you talk about in fundamental basketball as a defender is see man, see ball, and stay between your man and the basket. And we've had a couple of cuts where they are not watching their man. They're looking at the ball, and that's going to really open you up to backdoor cuts. We've seen that from Hatch on the weak side cut, and now Graham on the baseline cut on the strong side. Graham hits the first. Second one rattles around and won't stay down. Rebound pulled out of there by Wood. Warriors up 3-0 here early. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Hill dribbles right. You got two Hills on the floor, so you'll have to forgive me here. One of them takes a jumper from the top of the key. No good. Ball is loose and chased down by Graham. Graham is good a rebounder for a guard position as anybody in our league, including Shawnee Spink, who's a pretty good rebounder herself. Croxford spins in, goes to the left hand, and plays it up and in. Nice job. She took the big girl off the dribble.
That's a pretty bad mismatch because they got the big girl guarding Morgan.
They're playing a man-to-man,
yeah.
And if you know us, you should be playing a zone. Yeah. There's a driving lay-in that doesn't stay in by Droog. Rebound by Croxford. Graham pushes it ahead. Hill with a steal. Crosses over.
Oh, she's back over.
She was over and back, and they missed it. The official wasn't in position.
Three referees.
There's a kick ball by Graham out of bounds. And Keeley's saying something about, I don't know if she's got a scratch or a cut or something. She's pointing to her leg, but maybe not. Droog with the ball out on top. Graham on her. Coach Sawyer checking the med kit for something that Keeley wanted. Hill with the ball. Hill drives right on Hatch. Pulls back when Hatch cuts her off. Now to Droog. Droog poked away by Graham. Graham with a steal at half court. Graham in the open court. Hill catching up with her. Graham takes it up with the right hand. Lays it up. Bam! Yes. Misses that one. And the other Hill with the rebound. And then she's tied up. Graham had it. Good hustle by Jaden Hill to chase her down and make it a tougher shot. And then her sister, I'm assuming, I'll go with sister there, Bobby Hill got the rebound. Warriors tied her up.
Got a little scratch on her hand, Graham. Got a Band-Aid in it.
And got it real quick. She's back in the game. Never came out, really. Took advantage of the dead ball there. So Bobby Hill to inbound gets it to Jaden Hill. The Hill sister's about 5'5", maybe. Fairly athletic, but not great ball handling skills. And Hatch really dogging her now. Gets it to Droog. Droog working on Graham. Finally gets it across. That had to be close to 10 seconds, but didn't get the call there. Droog drives, steps back, traveled, and they got her with it. Nice job by Keeley to cut off the baseline for her. When she pivoted back, she was a little off balance. Keeley, a very, very physical defender. About as tough as girls get in high school, I think. Physically just loves the aggressive physical game. She's got definitely has some Graham in her.
Here we go to the mismatch.
Little isolation. Croxford crosses over, spins in. Now kicks it back out to Williams down in the corner for Graham for three. Left corner. Good! Keeley Graham.
Confidence.
Hits another three. Oh, yeah.
Confidence.
And you know, when you're a shooter, it's all about knowing that ball is going in. You start seeing it go in. You start believing it. And when you start believing it, it goes in more. Hill with the drive poked away, and they're going to get a reach in on Maylin Williams there. First foul on Williams. Second foul on the Warriors. Warriors up 8-0 here early, almost halfway through the first quarter. Reg's going to get Kaya into the game here after the next dead ball. Hill to inbound. She gets it in the corner. There's a little jump shot by her sister. She misses, but she gets it back out on top. Droog for a 22-footer, way short air ball. That one goes out of bounds, and it'll be Warrior basketball. Kaya in, and she's going to get Kendra out. Good job by Knuth at the first basket of the night for the Warriors on a kind of semi-break. Did a great job pulling up from about 8 feet and knocking it down. The lefty can hit that shot.
Playing a lot more under control this year.
Yeah, she's kind of figured it out a little bit. Rosenbaum on the left wing, looking for cutters, not there. Goes to Williams out top, swings it right side to Croxford.
Ooh.
Missed Rosenbaum coming across. Reg wanted it in there too. Now they go to Kaya popping out on the right side. Looks for a cutter, hits Hatch. Hatch turns, leaves it short, got it back, and she's fouled. Nice job by Hannah to stay with her. That's two lay-ins she's missed. Both of them she's left short.
It's wide open.
Yep.
Just
nice pass by Kaya.
Stayed with the ball.
So Keeley's staying hot from three-point range. She had 5 threes last night. She's got a scratch on her arm, I think is what it is, and they're trying to put some tape on it. So
her hand's so hot, it's burning.
It is her shooting hand. Hatch misses the first. Ron, one of the things I've promised the listeners is that I won't talk about the free throw percentage anymore because I think I'm making it worse. Hatch, the second one, bangs it around and gets it to drop after three bounces. Hatch hits one out of two. Warriors up 9-0. Droog with the ball. Graham makes her give it up to Hill. Hill driving right. Throws up an awkward, ugly shot. And on the baseline. They save it, and Hatch comes down with it. Gets it to Graham. Graham, Reg wants him to push. There's nobody up floor to push it to, though. Croxford has it. Throws it back to Graham. Graham, all by herself, three-pointer, right side. She might have rushed that one a little bit. Hill with the rebound gets it to Drew. Drew working against Graham. Got to be careful on that reach in, Keeley. And Drew keeps going down, knocked away from behind by Graham. Drew gets it back to Hill. Hill pushes one off the glass and in. That is Bobby Hill. Awkward-looking shot there. 9-2, Warriors up. Graham penetrates left side all the way in. She's fouled on the drive, tripped up by, I think, 21. That would be Jaden Hill. And it'll be Warrior basketball out of bounds. Second foul, or third foul, against Mount Vernon. Warriors up 9-2, under 3 minutes to go. Croxford down low on the baseline to Williams. She dribbles it back out to the wing and gives it to Croxford. Croxford back to Williams. Williams takes her man off the dribble, goes in the corner to Keeley. Swings it to Croxford, top of the key, drives in. Left-hand lay-in, misses. Oh, and the rebound came up long over her head. Drew pushes it up the left side for Mount Vernon. Pulls up, little 10-footer in the lane, misses that one. Rebound put back, missed by number 20. They get it back, and the rebound put up and missed. And finally, Kaya comes out of there. That was Lamb with the rebound miss on the second one. So Mount Vernon having a hard time finishing around the rim. Not sure how they beat Riverdale. Don't know what that says about Riverdale if this team beat them. Warriors aren't playing particularly well. They're up 9-2. A miss by Croxford at the other end from three-point range. Mount Vernon with the ball. Droog to Jaden Hill.
Our defense has really bothered them. They've missed a lot of close shots.
Jaden Hill to the other hill. She drives. Ball knocked away. They're going to get a foul. Reach in on Malin Williams. That's going to be Williams' first foul, third foul on the Warriors. No, that's her second foul. Take that back. That gets Jenna Lopez into the game. A couple of subs coming from Mount Vernon also. 32 and 5. 32 is Emma Drew. She's a 5'10 eighth grader. In Washington, you can play 5 years of varsity basketball in high school. You can start as an eighth grader and play all the way through. And so the younger Droog in the game, Knuth back in and Croxford out. So a 5'10 eighth grader in there. Knuth will be guarding her. Hill tries to get in the corner. Graham knocks it out of bounds. So now Mount Vernon will inbound further out to the far side of the baseline from us. Warriors are going left to right here in the first quarter. Hatch knocks it out of bounds. They may never get the ball in against the Warriors here. It's possible this could be the rest of the first quarter, Ron. Just trying to inbound the ball. Minute 54 to go. They toss one in. Graham steals it. Graham takes it half court, takes it in with the right hand, lays it up, leaves it short.
She starts to think about missing about the free throw line.
Well, I think she was worried about the little contact coming there. There's a miss at the other end by Lamb. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. That's two free throws missed by Keeley. And it looked to me like she just kind of faded to the right a little bit on that lay-in as she went up thinking there might be contact.
Well, we missed four lay-ins, really. Wide open lay-ins.
Two by Hatch, two by Graham so far. Graham walks it across half court. Warriors should be up big right now. Instead, they're up 9-2. Graham works left, goes to Knuth. Knuth drives baseline, pulls it back out to Graham on the left wing. Now
wide
back
open
down to Jenna Lopez. Lopez lays it up and in. Nice job by Lopez. Nice quick shot by Jenna there. Got it over the 6 foot Lamb and up and in. Warriors up 11-2. Nice assist also by Keeley. Droog with it. The point guard, Droog. Droog, Keeley hounding her.
Making her go left.
Yep. Gives it up to number 5. That's Faber. She saves it back into Hatch. She lost the ball. Hatch in the open court. Hill beats her down. Hatch throws up an awkward shot. Draws the foul on Hill. But I'll tell you what, the Hill girls are quick, Ron.
Yes, they are.
They're just not particularly good basketball players, but she got back on defense like lightning. Hatch to the line. She'll shoot 2. 1 for 2 from the line so far tonight for Hannah. Warriors are 2 for 4 overall. 57 seconds left to go first quarter. Hatch misses the first one. Into the game, number 21, that's the other Hill. That's Jaden Hill, replacing Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill, the only points for Mount Vernon so far. 11-2 Warriors, chance to make that 12-2, and Hatch does it. So you see that free throw go in, Ron. You go, oh, good free throw shooter. So it's not, the form is there for her, for Graham, for Croxford, for all of them. Just in their head. Drew drives in, loses the ball on the floor. Lopez comes out of there with it to Knuth. Knuth pushes up the left side, finds Hatch. Hatch puts the brakes on, lays it in. What a nice play by Jenna Lopez and Kendrick Knuth.
Started with Graham Steele.
Yep, and Hatch finishes it.
Yep.
Nice job by Hannah Hatch. And, yeah, it was knocked away. Lopez dug it out, or Knuth dug it out, got it ahead to Lopez. Lopez made a nice pass ahead to Hatch for the lay-in. It was a jump shot, and she's fouled on it. That was number five, Kaylee Faber, a 5'5 freshman guard, fouled on the shot. Don't want to foul jump shooters, Ron. Fouls on Lopez, just a little out of position on that, and kind of cut, undercut her a little bit on the hip. 14-2 Warriors right now. First one by Faber, no good. She'll have one more. So on the floor for the Warriors, it's Rosenbaum, Graham, Knuth, Hatch, and Lopez. Second one, no good also, and Keely Graham battling for the rebound, gets tied up with Droog,
should
the bigger Droog, and on the alternating possession.
I think it is.
Croxford is going to come in. So a pair of misses by Faber. Excuse me. Trying to do my sniffing not against the microphone there. Keely coming out, going to get a break here the rest of the quarter. Good job by Keely here in the first. She has 4 points, but she's missed a couple of lay-ins, so she should have a lot more.
And I think three steals.
Lopez finds Croxford. Croxford fakes, comes out with a left hand, misses the shot. Knocked out of bounds by Rosenbaum. She helps Droog up off the floor. And Croxford had the move, but just left that left hand a little short. She started right, stepped back through to the left. Droog with the ball, coming across half court. Croxford picks her up. She puts up a 22-footer, no good at the buzzer. And so after one, the Warriors have a 14-2 lead. What looks like it should be an easy night, Ron, but we'll see. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Riverdale High School. Amity Warriors playing the Mount Vernon Christian Hurricanes from Mount Vernon, Washington. Warriors up 14-2 after the first quarter. Led in the first quarter by Keely Graham and Hannah Hatch with four each. Knuth, Lopez, and Croxford each with a basket. Good defense for the Warriors there in the first half.
You got Courtney Kendall in there.
So it's Kendall, Knuth, Croxford, Rosenbaum, and Lopez on the floor for the Warriors. And so far, the defensive intensity of the guards for Amity especially just overwhelmed Mount Vernon. They just don't have the guard play to be able to deal with what the Warriors can throw at them if they want. Kendall knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound. I know Reg was hoping for 10 steals in each half. He might have got five in the first quarter there. Hill trying to get it in, finally does to Droog. Droog, point guard, with the ball, works left. On Croxford, tries to come back right, can't, gets into traffic, loses the ball, and picked up and saved by Faber. Faber gets it to Hill, Hill back to Faber, to Hill, Hill wants to drive, can't. They want to get the ball inside, but now they lob it inside, get it down low to Lamb. Lamb, nothing doing down there, gets it back to Hill. Hill drives, gets bumped, throws up a tough shot, no good, rebound by Croxford in traffic, throws it ahead to Lopez. Lopez puts the brakes on. Hands it to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum top of the key over to the Knuth, and Knuth misses a little eight-footer on the baseline, and we've got a jump ball between Lamb and Rosenbaum. We wore your basketball in the alternating possession.
That's pretty aggressive for Kaya.
Yeah, it was nice to see her. She caught the ball top of the key, realized she had a little bit of room to penetrate, and then kicked the ball for a nice pass to Knuth on the baseline. We knew it was blue ball. Warriors thought it was blue ball. Finally, the officials got it right. Lopez gives it to Knuth. Knuth on the left wing with it. Tries to get it to Croxford, knocked out by Hill.
Kendra is so left-handed that
she didn't even want to look at the right hand.
No.
Croxford inbound. Gets it to Kendall. Courtney, top of the key, swings it back to Croxford. Looks inside off of Rosenbaum's hands out of bounds. That was a bullet pass.
She was open. It's just Kaya's got to be ready for that kind of a pass.
Well, and if you're leaning back and the pass is kind of at an arm's length, it's hard to get your momentum going back forward.
Nice
Droog
steal.
Falls down. Croxford with the steal, takes it with the right hand, hits the bottom That's of the rim. Lane. Lopez gets it back, lays it up, fouled. No good. And out of bounds off of Mount Vernon Warrior basketball underneath their own basket.
Another point-blank lay-in.
Yeah, we've got five of those that I can think of that we've missed. Maybe six, I guess, with Croxford. That's two for Morgan. Lopez kicks it out to Kendall. Kendall to Knuth. Knuth, top of the key, swings it left side to Croxford. Looks inside, not there, reverses to Kendall. Kendall, baseline to Lopez. Lopez, fouled, no call there. They're going to give her the block shot and says she followed through and smacked Lopez on top of the head. Droog pushes up the right side. Gets it to Faber. Faber back to Droog. Looking inside, nothing there now to Hill. Hill out on the top, guarded by Kendall. Swings it right side to Droog. Droog with Lopez on her, back to Hill on top. Droog, left side now, puts up a jumper, no good. Croxford with a rebound in traffic, looking up, and she traveled. She wanted to make that outlet pass to Lopez. She put the brakes on and drug the pivot foot. I think what Croxford saw was that Lopez wasn't looking yet.
Yeah.
And so didn't want to make the pass to somebody blindly and drug her pivot foot. And, you know, if Morgan's on the floor, especially if she has the ball in her hands, if you're on her team, you better be having your head on the swivel because the ball could come from anywhere.
It's going to come.
If you're open, you're going to get it. Droog drives in, loses it, tipped away, I think, by Kendall. I'm going to say it went off of Rosenbaum's foot.
We're definitely playing Portland. The referees, there's a lot more aggressive.
They let a lot go.
Yes.
We noticed that last night. You get the ball into Droog on the left corner. Droog drives baseline, nothing there, cut off, gives it to him. Stolen
nice
by Rosenbaum.
Play.
Kaya read that, got back off. She cut off baseline, got it back ahead. Kendall on the right corner with it, back out to Graham. Graham swings it left side to Croxford. Croxford on the left angle. Now she'll bring it back top of the key and set things up. Picks up her dribble, hits a popping out hatch. Hatch looking inside for a cutter, nothing there. Now hits Rosenbaum top of the key. Rosenbaum to Croxford right side. Had Hatch, missed her. Now gets Graham on the cut. Graham pushed from behind, misses the lay-in. She got shoved. She went flying. No call there. Droog gets it ahead, and there's a foul at the other end. Destiny Wood will go to the line to shoot two. So that's going to be on Kaya. Reg telling her, hey, you got to stay straight up. You got moving a little bit there and reinforcing what the officials called. 5:35 left to go, second quarter. Warriors up 14-2. Haven't scored this quarter. Had a few chances, though. Wood misses the free throw. And Red's been mixing and matching his lineups quite a bit here. And so there hasn't been a lot of continuity in the five on the floor. Malin Williams on the bench with two fouls. Wood hits the second. 14-3 Warrior lead. And one of the other goals Red had was to hold them to less than 6 points per quarter. They did that in the first quarter, doing it so far in the second quarter. Croxford, bounce pass to Rosenbaum, couldn't handle it, and then she's tied up from behind. Well, that was a great pass by Croxford.
Wide open.
She drew Lamb towards her as she penetrated, and that left Rosenbaum. Nice bounce pass, and Kaya just either took her eyes off it or just wasn't ready for it. Not sure which one. Droog on the left angle, picks up her dribble out on top to Hill. Hill swings it right side, knocked away and stolen by Hatch down the left sideline. Hatch puts the brakes on. They got back on defense. And one thing this tool does do is they hustle back on defense every time the Hurricanes do. Graham puts up a three. No good on that one. Rosenbaum takes it away, hands it to Hatch. Hatch misses the shot, and she's fouled.
Boy.
Nice job by Kaya that time. She got the rebound, gave a little up fake, and then found Hatch all by herself on the baseline. The defense came across late and fouled her.
Kaya's playing that Lamb girl pretty tough inside on defense, too.
That's been a good matchup so far for Kaya tonight there. Hatch to the line. Misses the first one. Tell you, one of these days, Reg is going to have a three-hour practice, and all they're going to do is shoot free throws and run. I'm telling you. This has got to drive him nuts. These kids are better shooters than that. You watch them shoot. It looks, everything says they're good free throw shooters except the results. Pair of misses for Hatch there. And right now, it's not that big of a deal, but it's going to cost them some games in the league this year if they don't make better free throw percentage. There's a steal by Croxford at the top of the creek. Croxford takes it in, gets it knocked away, and I'm going to say she lost it.
She lost it.
I thought Hill might have hit it.
Well,
she heard the footsteps.
That speed was those Hill girls, like you said, extremely fast.
And they hustle back on defense every time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've played against anybody that gets back on defense as well as this group does. We're getting steals. We're getting fast breaks. We're not finishing them. And in part, that's just the jitters, I think, of hearing those footsteps. So turnover on the Warriors after the steal. Droog with it. Brings it up the court. Graham on her back in the game. Williams in there also. along with Hatch, Croxford, and Rosenbaum. Droog working the right side. Could be a five-second call. And then she loses it out of bounds.
Keely Graham.
And then Croxford coming across to double her, and she lost the ball. Sometimes you see that second player coming unexpectedly, and it throws off your dribble a little bit. Williams with it. Back to Graham, center circle. Swings it to Rosenbaum on the left wing. Looking inside. Look for a cutter. There was Hatch. Didn't get it to her. Now to Williams on top. Williams swings it right side to Graham. Graham looking for a cutter. Not there. Back to Williams. Right side to Rosenbaum.
They're going
to
get that back door open. Just patience.
Croxford, the foul line, out to Graham. Graham works off a little screen. Goes baseline. Loses the ball. Nope, tipped away. Hill must have got a piece of that one. Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Haven't scored this quarter. Almost 4 minutes gone, Ron. Croxford, right corner, takes the three.
Nope.
Rims it in and out. Rebound, Lamb. And we're going to get a foul on Graham, reaching in on Droog.
Her first, I think.
Yeah, I think that is her first foul. 15 foul, or 16 foul on the Warriors, 5 on the Hurricanes. So Warriors have gone 4 minutes now without a score here in this quarter.
Had some opportunities.
They have. There's a bad inbound, and Croxford's going to get the steal on that at half court. She comes up left side, tries to make a pass across. Hill knocks it out. Croxford gets it back, takes it in, misses the shot. Lamb with the rebound. No foul on the contact there. Lamb, pestered by Croxford, throws it off Drew's hand. Stolen by Graham. Graham, Croxford, elbow jumper, no good. Lamb tips it. Should be Warriors' ball. Yep, it is. Off of Lamb and out of bounds. Warriors are...
excellent hustle. Just a lot of close-range shots.
There's a lot of misses.
Yeah.
A lot of misses. Really, we've only seen two shots go in. That was Graham with a three and Knuth with a two. Other than that, it's been either a made lay-in or a free throw, and that's been all the scoring for the Warriors so far. They've missed a lot of open shots. Croxford, top of the key jumper, no good. Inside, rebound, put back up, and in by...
Keely Graham.
Keely Graham. Couldn't see who it was from my angle there, but I saw her. She walked out the other side. Six for Graham. Droog with it, loses it. Graham almost had it. Droog comes up with it, gets it to Hill. Tipped away by Hatch. Hill gets it back. Now to Droog. Droog pushes up the left side. Graham trailing her, needs a little help. Droog gets in the lane, puts up a little floater off the glass and in. Nice runner. Droog with her first 2 points of the game. 16-5 Warriors. Croxford to Rosenbaum. Back to Croxford. Out by the center circle with it. Working on Hill. Comes left. Gets it down to Williams. Back out to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum will reset it to Graham. Hatch, Rosenbaum, Graham, Croxford, and Williams on the floor. Croxford with it, drives, gets in the lane, steps through, draws contact, lays it up and in. Nice job by Morgan to finish through contact there. Got the bump, didn't get the call, but got the finish. 18-5 Warriors. Dreher pushes up the other side, up the left side, knocked away from behind by Graham and out of bounds. Faber not comfortable with the ball in her hands against that pressure. Warrior boys trickling into the gym here. They've arrived. See Josh Ward, Wes Streeter coming in. Lopez checking into the game. She'll get Maylin. Williams hasn't had a look all night. I don't know if she's taking a shot, Ron.
One shot.
Callie Roberts going to come into the game, the next dead ball. About 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Warriors up 18-5. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side by Hatch. Hurricane basketball, far side of the court, about 10 feet up from the baseline. Warriors are going left to right. Sitting right in front of us here at this end of the gym, we're just to the left of the scorer's table. There's a bad pass off the hand of Hill. She saves it. Hatch with the steal. Hatch, the open floor. The ball stolen back by Hill. Man, she's quick. Pulls up.
Uh-oh.
Awkward three-pointer. Got bumped from behind. Was that Lopez coming from behind?
Yes, yes.
That's an inexperienced foul right there. Fowler shooting two.
She was on the line.
She had a foot on the line, so she's shooting two. The officials are clarifying that. We saw it.
They did a good job talking.
They did. All three of them got in on the conversation. Reg is done with the tie for the night. We got 2:05 to go in the second quarter.
Well, that was when they weren't making any bad.
Hill to the line, misses the free throw. This is Jaden Hill. She is quick, I'll tell you what.
Good-looking athletes, they just don't...
Not overly refined,
skills.
Not overly refined basketball players, but an athletic group, for sure. Probably a good track team. Second one by Hill. Rattles around, won't stay in. She looks like a better free throw shooter than she got results there. Both of those had pretty good form. Graham brings it up the floor. Gets it knocked away a little bit. Now gets it back. Crosses over on Droog. Kicks it to Lopez. Lopez for three. No good. Hatch had the rebound. Taken away by Droog. And then Kaya just takes out Droog on the sideline. Helps her up, though. Kaya doesn't have a malicious bone in her body.
No foul. Oh, 1-1. Here we go.
Okay.
It was a foul.
It was clearly a foul. Because Droog had the ball, and she was in bounds, and then she wasn't in bounds anymore because Kaya ran into her. Tried to get over there to put some pressure on her and just didn't have the stopping distance figured out there.
Foul's on. They can't figure out who the foul's on.
Kyle will tell him. She'll own up to it.
Double zero.
Yeah. She came over to the scores table, young official, and she came over here and she said, foul's on blue, and the lady doing the book says double zero. And she goes, yeah, thanks.
She's tall enough. I'm sure she was a player in her day.
Yep, still basketball. Learning to be an official and doing some varsity action, and she's actually done a pretty good job so far, just not as confident with that call. She took her eye off of who committed the foul in the kind of the situation there. Droog hits the first one. She'll have one more. 18-6 Warriors, 1:49 left to go here in the first half. Second one, good also. A pair of free throws, and they cut the lead down to 11. Warriors with the ball. I know Reg would like to see a strong finish here. He's got Roberts, Rosenbaum, Hatch, Graham, and there's
bad
a steal by Droog. Bad pass by Keeley. Droog takes it in, left hand. Oh. She's going to draw the foul on Keeley. Boy, we've had more contact than that on a lot of shots. I guess if you chase them down from behind and bump them, they don't call it. If you get back on defense and bump them, you do. And Reg not happy with his players at all. The girls on the bench are getting the anger, though.
Keeley should not have turned the ball over. It was a bad pass. Didn't she, man?
And Droog gets the first foul shot. Put a good foul shooter on the line, Josie Droog.
And she picked her second foul on the
So Keeley has two. Reg calls a timeout. And this is time. Gives him a chance to get a little tongue lashing into his girls here. Because this is unacceptable. 30-second timeout. Unacceptable in the execution. Number of missed lay-ins, missed free throws, and then just some careless turnovers. And Reg not happy with this at all. He's talking about right now, that this game shouldn't be this close. This is a 10-point game.
If you look back at the total of the season, his best girls are the ones that are making the most mistakes. Of course, they're in the game all the time, but they're still making mistakes. Once and up till that point, it's been better. But Keeley or Morgan should not be having that kind of mistakes.
Droog back to the line to shoot her second. She's 3 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. Coach's kid hits them both. She's got 6 points. Tied with Graham for high scoring honors in this game. 18-9 Warriors. Graham works left, gives it to Rosenbaum. Looking for a cutter. Now goes out top, pass knocked away, intended for Roberts. She chases it down. Good hustle there. And then gets it. That should be a foul. There's a missed call by this official close to us here. Warriors retain possession. Graham with it. This has picked up the defensive energy of the Hurricanes. Now Graham kicks it out to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum penetrates. Out to Roberts. Roberts puts up a deep two. No good. Ball loose. Rosenbaum ties up with it. That'll be alternating possession to the Warriors.
We've made some bad passes. They're telegraph passes. They're clear across court. They're easily picked off. But
Rosenbaum in the corner. Out to Graham. Under a minute to go, Graham takes a deep three and buries it. That's the range I'm talking about, Ron.
Way out.
That was at least 23 feet. That was an NBA three-pointer. Keeley shows surprising range this year. She did not have anything like this. Last year, she might toe that line sometimes. That should be Warrior basketball. Ooh, they're going to okay, went off of Kaya.
He needs to get her out. She doesn't want to pick up her third foul here.
Reg pleading with the official. There was no tip. Oh, there was no tip. Oh, no. He's saying it went off her knee. That's not a good call. They get the ball in. Hill puts up a deep two in the left corner and misses that one. Graham gets the rebound and draws the foul on Droog. That's just a hustle play by Keely Graham. She just beat Droog to that ball, and Droog ran into her.
It's only 6.
39 seconds left to go here in the first half. 21-9 Warriors. Reg looking for a strong finish here from his girls. Lopez, Graham, Roberts, Hatch, and Rosenbaum on the floor. Graham crosses over, gets a little screen, and they're going to get a moving screen on Kaya.
Keep her hands in.
Yeah, set the screen, but she had the arms out. Croxford will come in and get Kaya out of the game.
Should be Keeley.
Kaya's shaking her head a little bit there. Third foul on Kaya. Frustrated. Frustrated to see Kaya get there.
Good. Good.
Yep. Get a little fire there. There's Hatch knocks away the ball, Graham gets it, knocks it to Croxford. Croxford, hook pass
nice
down to
lay-in.
Hatch, lays it up and in. What a pass by Morgan Croxford. Tell you what, Ron, for all the things that, you know, Morgan has some faults as a basketball player, but
if you're open, you will
get
the ball.
You are getting the ball, and you're going to get it quick. She has the best vision I've ever seen of a player. She turns the ball over a lot sometimes, but and gets a little cocky sometimes, I think, with her passes, but you won't see a better passer in girls basketball than Morgan Croxford.
Oh.
And that's what I'm talking about right there. She saw an opportunity to get it to Lopez, and I think she wanted Lopez to cut harder to the baseline, and then she tried to adjust her pass. It got knocked out of bounds. 1.7 seconds left. They get it into Croxford to Graham. Graham gets it off top of the key. Almost hit it. Nice job to get off a shot at all. End of the second quarter. Warriors with a 23-11 lead. With a 9-9 second quarter there between the two teams. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back with some scoring totals from the first half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball and KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in a moment.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
99W as it enters Newburg might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburg Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburg Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here. Warriors up 23-11 on the Mount Vernon Christian Hurricanes out of Mount Vernon, Washington. Warriors led in the first half by Keely Graham with 10 points. Hannah Hatch had 6. Morgan Croxford with 4. And Jenna Lopez and Kendra Knuth with 2 each for the Hurricanes. And their point guard, Josie Droog, had 8. Hill, 2. And Destiny Wood, 1. Warriors really dominated that first half on the defensive end. And they should probably be up by another 10 points in this game. At least 6 missed wide open lay-ins that I can think of, 2 each by 3 different players. Hatch, Graham, and Croxford, all probably your 3 best shooters on the floor, all missed a couple of lay-ins each. And when I say lay-ins, I don't mean in traffic being contested. We mean right at the rim, nobody between you and the basket, and just leaving it short, most of them.
Yeah, just hurry up, get it up, and hope you don't get fouled rather than get it up and get a foul.
And of course, Warriors not shooting the ball particularly well from the foul line either. We'll leave that alone for now. But defensively, no real issues there. Gave up quite a few offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities, but not a lot of second chance points. But other than that, really not a lot of weaknesses on the defensive end. And they haven't picked up full court really to press. They put a little bit of man pressure on, but I don't know if he'll come out maybe in the third quarter and try to run a little 1-3-1 to kind of add some energy and get some quick baskets and kind of put this game away so he can go deeper on his bench in the fourth quarter, Ron. But that's what I would do if I were Reg, and oftentimes we're on the same page.
Offensively, they don't have much of an offense. They a lot of dribble, 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 and not much effort to get it into the big girl or screens. I don't see any pick and rolls or anything like that, so... Yeah, it'd be good to just change up. They're going in to see, trying to figure out what they're going to do against man-to-man, and we switch to something else. It's what you do.
Keely Graham continues her good shooting. She's got a couple of threes in the first half, and that second one, Ron, NBA range, and she showed that last night. She has improved her shooting dramatically from her sophomore to her junior year. And oftentimes that's where you see the most growth of a player is between that second and third year in high school. And with Keely, she started out high school as just an outstanding defender and tenacious rebounder and just kind of doing the little dirty work. She'd get a lay-in here and there on a weak side rebound. That was about it for offense. And second year, last year, she had to take over point guard duties with Morgan out, and she wasn't really ready for that. That was a huge adjustment for her. She fought through it, did a pretty good job overall, learned a lot as a player, and I know she was glad to have Morgan back, though, and be able to play off the ball a little bit more.
It's made her a better ball handler for this year.
Absolutely, and that's a growth thing, you know, and being a sophomore, being thrust into that. And she had a couple of good offensive players around her with Lillianne Dumler and my mind just went blank.
Shaylin
McClain.
Inside, outside. Yep. That's what they're missing this year, but they're figuring it out in the last couple ball games.
Because
of Keeley.
Yeah.
They still don't have that inside game, but when they run their offense right, they do get a lot of inside play.
Well, you don't, you know, it's, I'm sure that even though Shaylin was only probably about 10 points a game on average, she drew a lot of defensive attention. The defense had to worry about her because she'd just bully you around in that low post. She's a big physical girl who could score on you in the low post. And so defense is worried about that, and that opened up outside shooting against most teams. Most teams didn't have somebody that they really trusted to go one-on-one with Shaylin down there.
Right.
They would drop down and try to double her or play a zone, and that opened up shots for Lillianne and for Morgan and for Keeley. This year, they're going to have to get their shots a different way. They're going to have to move the ball a lot better than they did last year to really get those open looks. So,
and I haven't seen anybody really try to zone them up. You know, that's what they're going to be facing, I think. That's why it's good to see Graham making those shots.
Well, they're going to need it because at some point, I mean, I would never play man-to-man against the Warriors.
No.
In fact, I'd be in a 3-2 zone.
Yes,
where I could guard the angle and let them beat me from the corner and from the low post if you're going to beat me. But we'll see what teams do over the course of the year on that.
I didn't see last night's game, but I know that you know, the really good game they played against Warrington, they played us man-to-man, and tonight these guys are trying to play man-to-man.
Warrington played a little bit of zone, and we did a good job against it. We moved the ball really, really well against their zone, and Keeley hit a couple of shots, and they got out of their zone because of a couple of shots by Keeley. If Maylin would get back on track, she is just in a funk as a shooter right now, lost a lot of her aggressiveness as she's missed some shots. But if she would get back in a groove, get her confidence back, having two of those kids on the floor that can stick that three consistently, that's what you need to be able to beat the zone. You got to have two. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes with the start of the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians, and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. They only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the third quarter here. Warriors up 23-11. A couple of Reg's goals I know were met there in the first half. I think the Warriors had at least their 10 steals, and they held them to 11 points, which is better than what they were shooting for. They were shooting for 12, and they held them to 11 in the first half, so a couple of goals met there. I guarantee the goals that weren't met were the free throw shooting and the turnovers. Warriors with their starting five back on the floor. No Alyssa Plummer again tonight because of an ankle injury. She's just about over it, though. And she'll be ready to go. She's doing the water girl services on the bench for her team tonight. Droog with it, top of the key, poked away by Graham, and Graham on the floor, knocks it away to Knuth. Knuth takes it in, fouled, hammered, going in. Oh, they're going to call her for a travel. Oh, my goodness. The official on the far side did not see the girl reach in from behind and grab her arm and call her for a travel. Turnover on the Warriors. Graham with a steal, though, on the inbound. A little full-court pressure by the Warriors. Bounce pass down low to Williams. Bounce pass over to Hatch. Out to Croxford. Puts up a three. Looks good. Is Morgan Croxford buries the three. She's got seven in the game. Warriors right back in full court, man. And they throw it away. Croxford with a steal. Cross-court pass. Oh, through the hands of Williams and out of bounds. Nice hustle by Knuth to get over there. She couldn't save it.
Three steals in the first 30 seconds.
28 seconds, Ron.
Yeah.
One per 9 seconds here right now. That's what we're going for. They get the ball inbound to Droog. Droog working on Graham. It'll make you nervous here if you're a ball handler and you guys have three turnovers immediately, right? Then you start getting a little tentative. Williams knocks it off of Droog and out of bounds, so there's another turnover. Four turnovers on four possessions for Mount Vernon here to start the third quarter.
They just don't pass very well.
They dribble to run their offense, and that's never good. It never ends well. Our boys do that sometimes, but I know Coach Nelson's been working on them to not do that so much as he walks by us here. Don't over-dribble. Warriors with the ball. Hatch swings it left to Graham. Graham puts up a 23-footer. That one's short. Rebound by Hill inside. Hatch on her. Gets it to the other Hill, who gets it to Droog. Droog brings it up the floor, working quick against Graham to get it across for the 10-second. Williams harassing her from behind now. Droog picks up her dribble, hands it to Hill. Hill loses it, and Williams ties her up. So it'll be
a steal.
Warriors basketball to start. They had it to start the third quarter, so Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. 26-11 Warriors. 3-0 so far in this quarter for the Warriors. Croxford hit a three to get things started. Graham looking for Knuth, not there. Out on top to Williams. Swings it to Croxford. Right side. Takes a three from there. Is good! Morgan Croxford.
Nice to see her hit that.
And shooting with confidence. Just a relaxed stroke. They're not coming out to the three-point line because the big girl's the one that has her, and she can't guard her out there. Droog breaks the pressure, goes in. Graham affected the shot. Knuth with the rebound. And she is knocked to the floor by Droog. So good job by the Warriors to get back on defense. Graham affected the shot, and Knuth did a good job of coming down with the rebound. Warriors up 29-11. Pair of threes by Croxford here in the third quarter. The Warriors scoring. And the Warriors have three or four steals already as well in this quarter. Knuth looking for a cutter through. Now hits Hatch popping out. Swings the left side to Croxford. Now the big girl comes out on her. That'll open up an opportunity to drive when she wants to. Knuth on the left wing. hits, no, tried to hit Hatch. It's kicked out of bounds by Hill. I think that's by Bobby Hill. Warrior basketball on the baseline, left side of the key. Malin Williams will trigger it in. Warriors stack it up about midway up the key there. Get it into Graham. Graham right back down low to Williams. Williams goes in with a hook shot blocked by Lamb. He's a legit six-footer in there. Knuth swings it over to Croxford on the left side. She lets the defense come to her. Now penetrates in. A little floater. And gets it to go. What a nice shot by Morgan Croxford. She gets that little leaner.
There it is.
And there's an inbound. They get it up the floor. This is number 20 taking it in with the lay-in. She misses. Croxford tips it twice. And Williams corrals the rebound. That was number 20 is Wood with the miss. Warriors get it across half court. Croxford, bullet pass off Canoe's hands, took her eyes off it. I'll tell you what, Ron, you and I would have loved to play with Morgan Croxford, because if you cut to the basket and you are open, that ball is getting there and it's getting there hot. And Kendra about lost a finger in that. You cannot take your eyes off the ball. They get it into Droog against pressure. Droog through traffic, bobbling it, finally gets control of it about the top of the key. Now backs it out. Warriors in man-to-man defense down the right corner to Hill. Hill puts up an 18-footer air ball. And Wood with the rebound. Her shot blocked by Croxford. Uh-oh. And Graham knocks the ball out of bounds. And I think Reg is going to get Morgan out.
No. Knuth.
No, I think this is Morgan. I think Reg is not happy about the defensive effort there. Morgan had the block, and it was kind of a lazy block. And that's something Reg has been on her about being more intense on the defensive end, not just taking the easy block. There's a driving layup by Drew. I guarantee that's the conversation that Reg is going to have with her here in a second. Williams takes a three, left angle, no good, a little strong on that one. Rebound by Hill on the left side. This girl can fly, heads up the left side with it. Jumps Graham, nice defense, makes her miss the shot, and Rosenbaum on the floor for the rebound. We'll have a tie-up. This will be Mount Vernon ball in the alternating possession. So right now, Chrissy giving Morgan an earful on the bench about what needs to happen on the defensive end. Great effort on the offensive end for Morgan here in the third quarter, but just kind of a letdown on the defensive end of things, and that's Reg needs her to be a leader on that defensive end as a senior. Drive by Drew gets it to drop, and a timeout taken by Mount Vernon. So Drew with a pair of baskets here in the third quarter. Warriors up 16, 31-15. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. 4:27 left to go third quarter. Croxford with a pair of threes and a driving layup this quarter for all the scoring for the Warriors. She has all eight of their points.
In about a minute. And what you see is the potential, what she could do. I mean, nice threes. Drive to the basket, make a nice scoop lay-in.
But got to play defense. She gave me the little nod. She knows. She was looking at me when I said that. She was reading my lips. So that's Reg wants that leadership out of her, and this is an ongoing conversation. He puts his hand on her head to let her know it's not personal, but he wants that defensive energy to be the same as the offensive energy for her. And offensively, she brings so much to the floor. As we've talked about, and you've heard me say many times, as good a passer as you'll find, I think, boys or girls. I mean, just phenomenal court vision and throws as good a bounce pass as I've seen. Full court, half court, doesn't matter. So cut down low, Rosenbaum knocked away, gets it back, bounce pass back out to Keeley. Graham with it, swings it to Hatch, top of the key. Hatch to Williams, they play a little catch out top now, and they rotate. Williams now top of the key, swings it to Rosenbaum, right angle. Looking for a cutter, not there, hits a popping out Hatch. To Williams, Williams fakes the three, drives back out to Hatch. Hatch swings it, left side Knuth, bumped by Hill, gets it back, drives baseline, picks up in a bad spot, and throws it away. Hill with the steal, going on Graham. Forces her into a tough shot, and she misses it. Good job by Keeley to get back and not pick up the foul. Graham with it. And traveled. She wanted Hatch, and Hatch didn't started to cut. Hatch started to cut, but then stopped, and Keeley had already committed all of her momentum.
Speaking of bounce passes, how about that bounce pass from Chavez to
out in the corner last night?
Yes, that was good, but how about the one
between the legs.
Embiid's legs.
I did see that. That
was a driving Nurkic for a dunk.
Oh, I thought he missed that one.
No, he got the dunk.
No, I think he missed it. Oh. You have to go back and watch that replay.
But it was an unbelievable pass.
That was going to be on all the highlight films, except that Nurkic missed the shot. But that was a great pass. That was a left-handed bounce pass between the legs. But that's what happens when the big guy gets out there and gets his feet too wide. So, I've had people throw bounce passes between my legs before. It's kind of embarrassing. It kind of feels like you should have had that. Like being a goalie and letting it go between the wickets. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 31-15. Only one foul in the half, and that is on Mount Vernon. So the Warriors not picking up any fouls, and that's good. Kaya has three, and Morgan and May Lin both have a pair. Droog works left side. Hill puts up a three-pointer. Air ball. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Gets it to Croxford. Little pressure by Hill. Gives it up to Williams. Pushes it ahead to Graham on the right side. Graham pulls up on the wing. Cross court to William or to Croxford. Back to Graham. Now to popping out Williams. They reset the offense. Right side to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum finds a cutter. It's Croxford. Has a hard time getting it under control. Takes it up. Misses the shot. Tips the rebound. Lamb with it. Croxford almost fouled her from behind. They let it get away with it, though. Droog with it. Pushes up the middle of the floor. Pushes right. Kicks it out in the corner for Hill. Another three-pointer out there. No good on that one. And the ball out of bounds off of Wood. Warrior basketball. Good box out by Morgan there on the defensive end. Morgan has a tremendous amount of defensive potential. She's quick. She's got great reflexes.
But she clearly likes to play it. She clearly
got to travel. They're going to get Morgan for a kind of a casual travel at the top of the key. She didn't jump stop. She picked up her dribble and then took two little short steps to get her feet set. Kind of one of those practice shots that you do.
Her heart is definitely an offense. So she loves, you can tell by her passing and her shooting, she loves offense.
Great offensive player in soccer, too, by the way. Yeah. Phenomenal. I watched her play a couple times this year, and she is a tremendous forward. All right. Droog with it on the drive, loses it, comes out to Lamb. Lamb to Hill. Hill swings it to the other Hill, now down in the right corner to Droog. Droog drives baseline. Graham fouls her. That'll be three on Keeley. Reg saying, what are you doing trying to swat at the ball for? Just play fundamental defense and stay in front of her. She only goes right anyway. That's the thing, Ron. You don't have to guard against Droog going left. If she goes left, she's going to spin back to her right hand.
Yes.
Droog at the foul line. Hits the first one.
She's got most of her points on foul shot.
Now she's getting up there anyway. She's got 5 out of 5 from the foul line and 8 points from the field. She's leading all scorers here. Second one, good. Coach's daughter that spent a lot of time in the gym, you can tell. Shooting free throws. Graham to Croxford, top of the key. Warriors up by 14. Should be up by a lot more. Let it down a little bit on the offensive end here. The backdoor cut to Hatch. The ball's loose on the floor, tied up between her and the younger Droog, Emma Droog, the eighth grader.
We got
Warrior basketball in the alternating possession.
8 points and 30 seconds out of Morgan and nothing else.
Yep, that's been the offense so far. Croxford, left corner three, no good. Weak side rebound, Hatch. Hatch backs it out, dumps it into Rosenbaum, turns. Check. Her shot blocked by Lamb. Lamb's long. And a good shot blocker there. There's a pass ahead to Hill. Takes it in. Croxford blocks it out of bounds from behind. Morgan Croxford coming from behind. Blocked more shots than any other Warrior, all the other Warriors put together. And she does it mostly coming from behind when you try to take the ball baseline on her. She'll let you go by sometimes just to block your shot. And I know that drives Reg nuts. That one was just a good play offensively to get past her. Droog with a little running hook shot throws it up and in. That girl's leading all scores right now. Ron, she has 16 points in the game. Croxford with it. Warriors only up 12 here. Croxford, her pass tip. Hatch comes down with it out to Williams. Williams fakes the three out on top. Pass knocked away. Hill beats Graham to it. Takes it in. Graham blocks the shot. Oh, they're going to call a foul from out by half court.
Four.
Oh, boy. That's going to be four on Keeley. And Reg is not going to be happy with the way that all turned out. That was a bad pass. And got loose. The Hill girl chased it down. And Keeley, trying to keep up with her, went for the block. Looks like she got all ball. They said they got a piece of the arm. And that's going to bring Kendra in for Keeley. Hill at the foul line misses. What those Hill kids can run, though.
Yeah.
Man, they're fast.
And she got her feet together on a rolling ball. Got the ball picked up and got her feet together for a shot attempt.
Hits the second one. So she has 3 points. Bobby Hill does. Knuth in. Graham out with four fouls.
No turnover.
Croxford. We're going to get a timeout for the Warriors. I think it's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a break. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Warriors up 31-20 against Mount Vernon Christian Academy. We'll be back after these messages.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Morgan's.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Warriors up 11 with the ball. And Morgan Croxford, Malin Williams, Kaya Rosenbaum, Hannah Hatch, and Kendra Knuth on the floor for the Warriors. Keith Graham to the bench with four fouls. Picking up two here in this third quarter.
They're big girls out.
See if the Warriors can do a little damage inside. Croxford throws back door. Got Williams. Williams takes it up, lays it up and in. That is a great inbounds play. And Malin Williams with her first basket of the game, Ron.
That's the only reason he took the timeout.
Wanted to make sure he got that play.
Run that play.
Williams could have got a foul there. Hill with it. Hill throws deep right side to the other Hill. She drives, puts up a weird, awkward shot, misses that. There's an offensive rebound, and it's a jump ball. A little slow on the whistle there. Ball is wedged up there. And none of these officials are jumping up to get it.
I think I will.
The kid from that we saw play for the other Mount Vernon, right?
Yeah, Mount Vernon
The kid they threw the alley-oop to. He's about a 6 foot 3 inch, really skinny kid who can jump out of the building.
I watched him when they're messing around at halftime. He can stuff.
Oh, yeah, he can get it. Well, when you throw a little underhand alley-oop to somebody on the fast break, you know they've practiced that, and he can really get up. They get the ball into Droog. Warriors up by 13. Minute left to go in the third. Droog down on the right. No, that's not Droog. That's Faber down on the right corner. Dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds.
They really don't have any other ball handlers except for Droog.
They have none.
Well, that's a key part of the game right here. If they can get by for 4 or 5 minutes without Keeley.
Graham to Williams, or Williams with the ball on the right angle. Out to a Hatch on top. Swings it to Knuth. Knuth looking for a cutter. Used her dribble up immediately. He's got to work on that. Rosenbaum with it to Croxford, and they'll reset here a little bit. Croxford will take a deep three, misses that one badly. Williams hustling, gets a jump ball, that'll be Warrior basketball underneath. That's one way to get the ball underneath the basket, Ron. Throw up a three-pointer and then get a jump ball. That was a little deep for Morgan. She's got good three-point range right out to the line, but that was about a 22-20. That was Graham range. They inbound it to Croxford. Croxford. He's going right back to Williams on the baseline. 10-footer, no good, off the back of the rim. Good-looking shot there, though, and I like that.
Bad angle. She's behind the backboard.
Yeah, but had the girl coming at her, but she had a good look there at the ball. 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Drew goes in the corner. Hill, her shot blocked by Croxford out of bounds.
He switched to 1-3-1 at that timeout, too.
18.4 seconds to go. Mount Vernon with the ball underneath the basket. They'll inbound right side of the key. Warriors zone it up on the inbound. Hill finally throws it in the corner and off the hands of Faber and out of bounds. So good defense by the Warriors. They'll get the last shot here if they want it with 17 seconds to go. Red's chatting with the official right here in front of us, the veteran official out of the three for sure. Knuth on the left wing looking for cutters, finds Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up short. Another miss lay-in for the Warriors. And Wood with the rebound. And they get off a shot from half court. It won't matter. Rosenbaum pulls down the rebound. And after three, the Warriors had a 12-point lead at halftime, and they have a 13-point lead as we head in to the fourth quarter. 33-20, Amity over Mount Vernon. We'll be back after this message.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber, coming to you from Riverdale High School in Southwest Portland, near Lewis and Clark College. And Warriors girls with a 33-20 lead on Mount Vernon Hurricanes, Mount Vernon, Washington. And Warriors should be up by double that. Should be up by 26, not 13. It's going to be Mount Vernon ball coming out of the fourth quarter. start here. Warriors on the floor with Hatch, Williams, Rosenbaum, Croxford, and Knuth. Graham on the bench with four fouls. Keeley was the offense in the first half, and Morgan was the offense in the second half so far. And nobody else has done much. Hannah Hatch has six. She's been the third best scorer for him. There's a running jumper on the baseline. No good by Hill. She gets her own rebound, though. Brings it out to Droog. Droog back to Hill. Corner three. Shot blocked by Croxford. Droog gets it back. Hill gets it back. Third block by Croxford in the third quarter. But that was a perfect example. Morgan thought that ball got knocked out of bounds. It was still in play. Got to hustle back and continue to play. Good job to block the shot, but you got to stay in it. They get it into Droog. Droog out on the right wing. Down in the corner to Hill. Hill, cross-court pass to the other Hill. Puts up a deep two and hits it. Kind of a step-in shot.
Yeah.
Bobby Hill. And we've got a timeout taken. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. And he's going to set up his defense here. Coach Droog, Jeff Droog for Mount Vernon. A couple of daughters, it looks like, playing for him there. He's got a 5'10 freshman and a 5'5. 5'4, 5'5, somewhere in there. Sophomore point guard. I don't know if they're both his or just related. Warriors up 11 and the ball. Early here in the fourth quarter. No foul trouble in terms of team fouls for the Warriors, but one in foul trouble, and that's Keeley Graham on the bench with four. Malin Williams will bring it up and run the point for the Warriors here to get things started on this possession. Williams working on Hill, throws it to Croxford, left angle, left, looking for somebody to pop out, goes down low to Kaya, back out to Hatch. Hatch, 15-footer, rush that one. Williams with a rebound, nice. Puts it up and in.
Weak side rebound.
Maylin Williams with an outstanding job of boxing out on the weak side, getting the board, putting it up and in. Warriors back up 13. 7 minutes left to go in this one. Droog working left, cut off by Williams, now working back to the right. Finally gets past her, goes in the corner. Hill for a three, no good. Rebound.
And everybody blocked out, but we didn't get the ball.
Didn't get the board. Lamb kicks it out to Hill, and Bobby Hill hits another two-pointer. She's got two in a row for them. I'm thinking, once you box out, you got to go get the ball, and we didn't do that. Williams with it. Kicks it right side to Croxford. Croxford looking for a cutter. Now hits Hatch popping out. Swings it to Williams, left side. Williams back to Hatch. Hatch, Croxford flashing, couldn't get it to her. Now she pops out on the left angle.
There
gets Rosenbaum off her hands and out of bounds. Got to catch the ball.
Two hands. She just took up one hand and just went right there.
And Croxford's going to put a little something on that ball, so you got to make sure you go up with two hands to secure it. Warriors up 11. Offensively struggling a little bit here and a little bit on the defensive end, too, here the last couple trips. Droog with it, working against Williams. Bounce pass off a Hill. It's loose. Hill gets it back off Droog's hands. That's going to be an over the back. Over and back. Warriors did not touch the ball. Graham's going to come back in. Hatch shaking up a little bit on that play. She got a little collision there. We had about three bodies run into each other. Knuth out. Graham in. So Hatch, Rosenbaum, Williams, Croxford, and Graham on the floor. Croxford looking for inbound, gets it to Williams. Now to Graham on the right side. Back to Williams, top of the key, Hill on her. Now over to Rosenbaum on the right angle. Rosenbaum out on top to Croxford. Croxford goes baseline to Graham, nothing there. Now hooks a pass back across, knocked down. Croxford gets it. Croxford drives, dishes to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up a little short, gets it back, puts it up and in.
Yes.
Rosenbaum sticking with it and getting the basket. Nice job by Kaya there.
Man, how are you? Yeah.
Droog with it. Brings it up the floor.
Some really nice interior passing to get that shot.
Getting the ball, moving the ball side to side, too, real well. Pass inside, knocked away by Rosenbaum. Picked up by Keeley. Nice steal there by Kaya. Saw that Wood was popping out. Wasn't her man. Stepped in front and got it. Williams, right angle three. Little long. Banks it in. Malin Williams calling glass all the way. Nope. I'll take that back. There's a smile on the face. If you can keep the straight face, then it looks like you meant it to go in off the glass. But we'll take it. I played horse with her, and I made her bank some in, and she can do it on purpose. I know she can. I was trying to get her out, and I was banking in threes, and she was making them. Down low, we've got a foul on Kaya Rosenbaum reaching in on Lamb.
It's all right.
That's going to be four on Kaya. 4:52 left to go. 40-24, Warriors up. Hill trying to get it to Drew. Goes to the other Hill. She misses. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford pushes up the right side to Graham. Graham across the timeline. Slows it down. It's quite the trophy they have for first place there, Ron. Did you see that thing
go
by?
That
is huge. It's a full-size basketball on top of a trophy there. Bounce pass to Rosenbaum.
Nice,
lays it up and
pass.
In. Croxford making it happen on the baseline. Drew Lamb away from Rosenbaum and then gave her a little bounce pass that Rosenbaum could handle and laid it up and in.
I think Kaya's into her for her lunch. Two really nice passes.
You got to owe your point guard something. Hill in the corner. Nothing there. Lobs down low to Lamb. Lamb turns. Nice. Shot blocked by Croxford again. Ball loose. And still loose. Hatch has it. She falls down. They're going to call her for traveling. Yeah. Red's just shrugging his shoulders like, come on. He had all those people falling down in there. And you finally call a travel when my kid has the ball. 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 42-24.
First down.
Yeah. Hill looking to inbound. Still looking. Finally goes in the corner to the other Hill. Off her hands and out of bounds. Yeah. But you know what? In a track, in a relay, we'd probably lose to this school. If it was a 400-meter relay, I think we'd be in trouble. They got some sprinters out there. Warriors up 42-24 with the ball. Williams out top. Plays catch with Graham. Graham backs it out to Williams. Again, top of the key extended. And she hands to Graham at the center circle. Trying to pull that defense out. Now they go left side to Rosenbaum. Looking for a cutter. Switched her pivot foot. Got away with it.
Oh, nice.
Croxford. Croxford lays it up. She's fouled. Nice pass by Kaya to a cutting Morgan Croxford. So that'll put Morgan on the line to shoot two. Morgan with 12 points in the game so far, leading all the Warriors scorers. Keeley has 10, I believe. Morgan misses the first one.
Slow down.
One more for Morgan. Looking to extend this to a 19-point lead. They had this down to 9 at one point here in the second half. Morgan hits the second one. A little ring around the rosy, but it goes in. And Warriors extend their lead, 43-24. 3:45 and counting here in the fourth. Drew brings it across. Wants to go high post. Can't. Goes out right corner. Hill for three. Good.
Oh.
That's the first one she's come close on. Jaden Hill with her first points of the game. They've run that play about six times. That's the first time she's gotten one even close. So they cut the lead down to 16, 43-27, and a full timeout taken here. We'll take one also. 3:35 left to go in the fourth. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Riverdale High School. Warrior girls looking to pick up a little mini tournament championship here by beating the Mount Vernon Christian Hurricanes. Mount Vernon, Washington, coming down to play in this little tournament. Girls are up 43-27 right now, 3:35 left to go in the fourth.
Full court pressure.
Williams lobs it into Croxford. Ball stolen away from behind by Droog. Droog off Croxford's leg back to Hill. Hill picked up, gets it to Droog in the corner. Droog back to Hill. She's the one they want shooting, I think. Back to Droog. Droog goes in the corner to Hill. Hill works, splits the double team, loses it. It's on the floor. Lamb picks it up. And we should have a jump ball in there, and that should be Warrior basketball. So 3:17 left. Morgan that time just didn't see the second player coming from behind her. They stack it up.
There she is.
Morgan throws long. She's got Keeley.
Oh.
And couldn't quite get it. That bounced a little higher, looking off the backboard, and Keeley could have taken it off the backboard and laid it in. Good pass by Morgan, except just a little long. But Reg not happy with that. That wasn't the pass play. That wasn't what he wanted.
Keeley could have caught it on the fly, but if she, in her mind, I think she thought she was going to get it on the bounce, but there's no way.
Williams steals the inbounds pass at the other end. They pressure her. She gets it to Morgan. Roxford back to Williams. Williams ahead to Graham.
Makes the
defense
time
is really scrambling right now. Switches it over to Williams. Williams back to Graham, center circle. Swings it left side to Croxford. Almost lost it out of bounds. Croxford didn't pop out very well there. Gets in the corner to Hatch. Yeah. Hatch, 18-footer. No good. Ball's loose inside. Graham is tied up inside. Throws Hill to the ground as they both had the hands on the ball. You're not going to out-muscle Keeley pound for pound in there. That's going to be on the alternating possession back to Mount Vernon. Under three to go. Warriors up 16, 43-27. Hill inbounds to Droog.
16-point lead, and you still don't feel comfortable for some reason.
Droog down in the corner to Hill. Hill takes a couple dribbles, gets it stolen by Croxford, throws it off her and out of bounds. Good call by the official. He had a good angle on that, looking right down the sideline. That's the advantage of the three-man crew right there, Ron.
Yeah.
There's a bad pass inbounds, but somehow Keeley chases it down. I mean, it looked like a bad pass. I guess it split the defense like a good quarterback would, right? Rosenbaum gets it to Croxford. Croxford back to Graham. She'll back it out. They're going to play a little four corners here and run some clock. Croxford back to Graham. Center circle with it to Croxford. Hill girl's out there pressuring them. Back to Croxford. Croxford splits the defense, goes in with the left hand, leaves it short.
Kaya
battling. I love seeing that. Nice. Battling for the rebound. Tying Lamb up on the jump ball. That will be Warrior basketball. Nice job by Kaya. That's the most aggressive I've seen her on the boards.
We've been waiting for that Kaya for a long time here.
Croxford takes it up in traffic. Misses Kaya with the rebound. Puts it up and can't get the roll. Droog with the rebound. Gets it to the other Droog. Droog pushes up the right side. Loses the ball. Tripped over nothing. There's a pass ahead.
Oh.
Croxford with a little sideways pass. Nice. Oh, my goodness, to Graham. And she lays it up and in. And that's what I'm talking about, Rich.
Yes.
There is no other girl in the state that makes that pass. I'm sorry. Croxford had her back to Graham, had a defender right on her, just kind of threw a little wraparound bounce pass, no look, to Keeley for the lay-in.
She's
Croxford
looking,
coming up the sideline and draws the foul.
A lot of fouls
subs
to get
here
the
in. Clark and Hale going to come into the game for the Warriors. That's one, I don't know if we have any video running. I don't think we do. I don't think Reg is recording this, but that's just a thing of beauty right there. A no-look pocket bounce pass from about the top or about the foul line to a cutting Graham behind her on a two-on-one break. Just sweet. Graham with it. Graham gets it across half court. Pressured by Hill. Over to Croxford. Back
Give
to Graham.
Go.
Back to Croxford out top. Swings it to Hale. Left angle. Hale back to Croxford. Looking inside. Trying to get the ball to Clark. Can't do it. Now out to Croxford. Croxford back to Graham. Crosses it over to Hale. Hale, that's where Audrey should have cut right there. She's a little late on that cut. Croxford with it. Back out to Graham. And down to a minute 14 to go. Graham working on one of the hills, Bobby Hill. Crosses over. Gets fouled by her. And Keeley just drew that foul on her own. She initiated that contact. She went for it.
If you're going to play non-league games, that's what you need is just kind of pressure and being able to put away some time.
Yeah, things you can practice with an opponent.
Do it in practice.
Right.
Can't
with
do it
an opponent that's really trying to beat you and has a little talent on the floor. They got some good athletes out there that can pressure the ball. In fact, those Hill girls are better athletes than we're probably going to see in our league defensively. They have been all over the place tipping balls and harassing, but just don't have the offensive skills to go with the defensive ability. Minute 7 to go here in the fourth. We've got a timeout on the floor with the foul. It's only the fourth foul against Mount Vernon, so we're not going to be shooting free throws anytime soon. Same five back on the floor. It is Hatch, Graham, Croxford, Clark, and Hale. Mount Vernon's still in their timeout. I guess they took a full timeout. I didn't realize that. We would have taken a commercial break. But here they come now. So Reg has told them what play he wants here coming out of this timeout. Keeley getting everybody positioned on the floor as the Mount Vernon Hurricanes come out. Croxford will inbound, far side, just Warrior side of half court here. Gets it into Hatch. Hatch to Clark. Clark turns, flips it over to Keeley. Graham looking inside, not there. Working off a double team out top. Picks it up, crosses it over to Croxford on the left wing. Spins in the corner for Hatch. Hatch down to Croxford. Croxford up, gets her shot blocked out of bounds by Lamb. That girl's blocked a lot of shots tonight. She is not short. the one thing she does well is block shots. She's not much of an offensive threat. But
and we're in Portland, and it's not a foul because she does not go straight up.
Nope, she's pretty physical down there. Lob it into Graham. Graham working out top. Drives in, out to Croxford. Croxford back to Graham. Got Keeley and Audrey down there on this right block. That's not going to work. Keeley with a steal to Audrey. Audrey loses it. Now she gets tied up.
That would be Clark. Audrey.
Oh, sorry, Audrey, yeah, Clark, sorry. That's a habit right there. It's hard to look at your own kid and call them by their last name. She gets tied up. That's a turnover on the tie-up. Mount Vernon ball. Drew with it, lobs inside. Underneath, her Lamb misses, blocked by Croxford, rebound by Clark, gets it to Croxford. If Clark would run, she'd get the ball. Here it comes. There's a pass ahead to her. She takes it in, lays it up, misses. Hatch with the rebound. She should have been fouled. Clark gets it back, puts it up. She gets fouled. She'll go to the foul line. So good hustle by Clark and Hatch there, and a great pass by Croxford. I'm just impressed that the freshman girl didn't travel with it when Croxford threw her the ball on the open floor.
Yeah.
Because it's not – that was actually wasn't that easy of a pass because it was they were in line with each other. There was no angle for it, but Morgan will find you, and she'll hit you in stride. You better be ready. Clark to the foul line. First one. Yeah, it's about, I don't know, 3 feet short?
3 feet short.
A little nervous there, maybe. She's got a little smile on her face. That's always embarrassing. But that there is not a player that hasn't happened to. You get in the game. I'm getting looks from the bench like this is my fault.
Is that her first varsity free throw?
No, it's not her first varsity free throw. But you would think it was. Second one
is
perfect. No, well, it looked good, but she missed it left.
That was 3 feet left. Somewhere in the middle.
So that'll give the coaches and the players something to give Audrey a bad time about later. 10 seconds to go. Warriors back on defense. Drew crosses over on Graham. Looking for something. Graham, instead of girl, just tackled her. I've never seen that in my life, Ron. She reached out, grabbed Keeley by the leg, and tackled her.
That wasn't Drew. That's that other, that's five.
Yeah, you're right. That was Faber.
She kind of tripped.
She fell down when Keeley was going for the ball, reached out and just shoelaced her, pulled her down. And that's it, folks. Final score, 45-27. Audrey Clark providing a little fourth quarter entertainment for the Warriors by airballing two free throws, one short and then one left. And the form looked okay, but there's something about the accuracy and the distance there that needs a little work. All right, that's it for the girls' game. Final score, 45-27. Leading scorers for the Warriors tonight. Croxford had a couple of three-pointers, 11 points on the night. Graham had a couple of three-pointers, and she had 6, 10, 11 also on the night. Hatch with 6, and Williams with 7, Lopez 2, Rosenbaum 4, Knuth 2. So that's the scoring for the Warriors tonight.
You'd have to say the second half was Morgan Crotsford.
It was all Morgan in the second half. Well, Keeley was in foul trouble, and Morgan took over offensively and kind of preserved it. I'm still getting laughed at. Like, this is somehow... What was that, Chris? So... we're going to take a break here for a few minutes, be back with setting you up for the boys' game. I'm still getting lit from these coaches here. Like, somehow my daughter shoots bad free throws because of my fault. They know better. All right. We'll be back in, probably about 10 or 15 minutes, something like that. We'll check back in with you and let you know when there's time on the clock. They're going to do a presentation of the trophy here. So good job by the Warrior girls. Come in and get a couple of wins. And we will just hear a nice round of applause. Morgan Croxford goes out and gets this mammoth trophy.
Wow.
It's got a full-size gold basketball on the top of it, I think. I don't know where we're going to put that. But, all right, we'll be back in a few minutes to get you set up for the boys' varsity game, let you know how much time is on the clock. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.